Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baskin Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. 216-474-0092. Okay, we had a chance to hear from Joe Flacco just moments ago. You listened to it. As we'd like to bring you all the big press conferences here on The Fan. I just feel like the clock's ticking behind him, Jeff. And it's a weird way to watch your football team. What'd you get out of the press conference? Let's start there, because I always like to start there.
I don't want to interpret this, so I'm not going to harp on it. Joe's been terrific in press conferences. I really enjoy listening to him.
Mm-hmm.
He says good things.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't seem to have a lot of enthusiasm today. And that's not fair for me to say. I just think he's been so good. He seemed a little flat today. If I was being asked to throw 45 times a game and we can't put up more than 17 points, I'd probably be a little flat too.
Give me a path where Flacco starts the rest of the season. You got one?
Yeah. They deem Dillon Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders not fit to play at the NFL level yet.
I kind of see that. I understand that, and just by the positioning of where he is on the team, and I hate to say where he got drafted, but where he got drafted, I just wonder what it's going to take for them to put Gabriel out on the field. Like, who makes that call, and why would they make that call? If they win this week, I don't see – if they win this week, Joe Flacco – I think they need to get Flacco under 40 throws a game. Okay, and I do think they need to get the running game over 20 if they can pull that off. Again, they're going to see Micah Parsons this week. And so that's all anyone keeps talking about, how he's all over the field and how he's just going to make things even crazier for the Browns defense or Browns offense when they try to go up against. Can I
throw one at you?
Sure.
I know the whole rookie quarterback thing. All right, we all know that.
It's, right.
If a guy has a chance to sit and look and watch, I get that. We all understand. And I think in most cases, it's a valid point. Dillon Gabriel is 24 years old. He'll be 25 before this season comes to an end.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in college playing college football for 6 years. And he's known for his processing and decision-making. And he threw over 2,100 passes in college. Wouldn't you think he's ready to play?
Well,
and he played at Oklahoma and Oregan.
I mean, he's 26, right?
No, he's 24. He'll be 25.
24. That makes him, 4 years younger than Brandon Whedon was when he started, right?
Something well, Brandon like Whedon, you know, Brandon was busy trying to be a Yankee.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, though?
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't like Jackson Dart, who's like 21.
No, I understand that.
I mean, this is a guy, he's going to be 25.
Maybe that's one of the reasons they like him, too, is because he isn't your typical right out of college, super young David Njoku 19-year-old, right? I mean, that's not what we're seeing. And
with that in mind, it seems like it's only a matter of time before they put him on the field.
It is. And don't you think Kevin wants that too? I see Kevin. When I hear Kevin, okay, and I know Kevin's not giving us a whole lot.
Yeah. I do not understand the reason for playing Joe Flacco now. Because I don't think the rest of the team is built to win big. You know, if you had veterans all around at all the skill positions and everything else, okay, I get it. Joe might give you a best chance to win. I don't know that Joe gives you a better chance to win than Dylan right now. And you're clearly building for the future. So you might want to get a look at this guy and get a long look at him.
Am I wrong by saying give this thing till halftime of this week's game? If they're in the game this week, again, I'm sorry, I'm going to bring it up again. 3-0 teams don't make the playoffs. And I know it's not about making the playoffs because I can't find anybody that thinks that they're going to make the playoffs at this point.
0-3.
0-3. What did I say? 3-0. Sorry. I was being optimistic.
Mentally. I like that. I like that a lot.
0-3 teams aren't going there. They're just not. They don't. They don't. Historically, they don't. History tells you, forget about it. So, what does Kevin have to lose by playing Gabriel now? What does he have to lose?
Job.
But how? If they're going to go 0-3 to start the season against Green Bay, and I know Dan will give you a little bit of hope and excitement to think that they can get better. There's a part of me that just says, and by the way, if he threw, and I know they're not going to do this, but if he threw Sanders out there on Sunday and they were losing 21, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Well, you're going to go in pecking order, and right now the pecking order is...
the only reason I'm doing that. Yeah,
right now the pecking order is Gabriel Sanders.
Weird things seem to happen when you get to these situations, don't they?
I just look at the three quarterbacks who are here, and it's why it screams to me that Deshaun's going to play when he's healthy, unless one of the rookies...
You just changed on that theory too, didn't you?
Well, I've just been looking at the three quarterbacks who are here and knowing that they have two first-rounders for next year, and it's real clear what's going to happen.
I just feel like we're driving on the same...
If one of the guys goes in at quarterback...
You know what,
If Joe happens to start playing a little better, and I'm not faulting his game, he's been okay, threw for 290 yards against the Bengals. If Joe's playing okay and they start to win some games, there's no need to play Deshaun. There's no need to make a change. If they keep losing games, it doesn't do you any good to play Joe. It might not do you any good to play Dylan or Shadur because you're just looking at me. I'm looking at next year, and I know you have two first-round picks, and you're going to take a guy. And that's why I would play Deshaun.
Let me ask you.
Because Deshaun, if he goes out and plays really well and you're going to take a guy, maybe somebody will give you something for him.
If you play Deshaun Watson, you may as well play the rest of these games at BW Stadium and shove that thing in the lake. Because
no,
that's
I disagree,
the last
Dan.
Human being that anybody wants to watch play in a Browns uniform.
By the way, is there anybody that doesn't think this is going to be Little Lambeau this week?
You will turn off your entire fan base.
Do you think our stadium is going to be Little Lambeau this week? You tell me. Will it be Little Lambeau? Yes or no?
No.
Not yet.
No.
It's close.
No.
Not yet.
Almost there.
I just look at the quarterbacks who are here, and I just think, play any one of them. It doesn't truly matter.
Here's another thing that bothers me, okay? Go back a year ago when they decided that to make the path clear for Deshaun Watson, they were going to let Joe Flacco go, right? We're on the same page?
No.
Everybody agree with me on that?
No.
They made the path very clear for Deshaun by letting Joe go after the year they made the playoffs.
I'm not going to say the path. Because Deshaun was the starter.
Okay.
I think they put together an environment that they thought was probably better because maybe Jameis played a little bit more like Deshaun. A little more mobile than Joe.
Why would you give up on a quarterback that gave you more success than most quarterbacks that have?
Andy, because they thought he was at the end of the line, yet they brought him back this year.
Yeah, I, 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 I understand where you're coming from, and I respectfully disagree, because if they would have truly thought he was at the end of the line, they never, ever would have brought him back this year. I don't. And so here is, if the front office or the coaching staff or whoever's making decisions over there was so fragile that they wouldn't bring Flacco back, perhaps because of the competition for Watson a year ago.
I don't see it.
They're trying to make it
a better situation for Deshaun to succeed in, I think.
Okay. I'm not buying what you're selling, but that's okay. I wonder what happens. What happens if they decide, okay, Joe, we're gonna step away and Gabriel or Sanders jumps out there and has success? What happens then? God forbid Gabriel or Sanders has success and that they think that they could be the quarterback of the future and that they could use those picks next year to rebuild the offensive line, get an amazing defensive player. I mean, there are a million different things you could do with those two picks other than have to draft a quarterback. Are they causing themselves a headache if Gabriel or Sanders has success out there?
No.
And I say that based on the fact that, and this is, again, my theory, not yours, Jeff, that there's a reason Flacco wasn't here last year. Yeah, I look at this whole situation and I kind of sit here and wonder and I just wonder. I wonder. But if they win this week, it's going to change things. The other part of the problem I have is something that I said in the last segment. If they make a field goal in game one, nobody feels like this. They're 1-1. And they got beat by the best team in the NFL.
Or if you hang on to a pass or two.
It's how fragile it is. It's exactly how fragile it is. Darryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, is going to join us here in a moment. If you're on the phone lines, hang on. 216-474-0092. We'll get to you in a moment.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's ask Darryl Ryder. He'll tell us. He's our Browns beat reporter. He covers everything, though, and he is also the star of Brownie Bites immediately following Browns games that you can catch on our YouTube channels, too. So, hi, Darryl. How are you?
Hello, boys.
He's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Yes, he is. Darryl,
ID.
Not a lot of meat today about where the future of this team is, and maybe that's not the way. I don't know. They're 0-2, and they're about to be 0-3 if they can't turn things around quickly on Sunday. Your thoughts on where we are right now?
Yeah, I mean, the thing for them right now is they got to prevent this from spiraling out of control. Green Bay rolls into town. Hot as can be, offensively, defensively. The Browns' defense, I think that they're kind of getting a little tired in the fourth quarter with the offense not doing a whole lot. So they've got to find a way to get this offense going. Jerry Jeudy, I asked him if it just, you know, if they just need one big hit or play to get the ball rolling, and he said absolutely. Because once that happens, then the floodgates might be able to open up. But they need to get healthy on the offensive line. They need some help from the running game. Maybe Quinshon Judkins with a little fuller plate this week will help accomplish that. But, man, this Green Bay Packer team is – if you thought the Baltimore Ravens were good, this Green Bay Packer team is really, really good.
Darrell, what did Denzel have to say?
Well, not much. You know, he was obviously a little frustrated with the situation in Baltimore. And
what was the situation? Did he shed any light on that?
Just some cramping and things like that. And, you know, as Kevin Stefanski said in his press conference, it was hot. It was warm. So, you know, Juwan Jones, you know, we talked to him in the locker room as well, and he, you know, said that it was a coach's decision for precautionary measures to take him out for the spells that he was taking off the field.
It was only 10 plays.
Yeah, but hey, 10 plays for 10 plays, Jeff.
Oh, like, I get it, but I mean, also get taking care of your players.
No, again, so do I, but at the same time, Joe Thomas didn't have to come off the field in any weather for any reason.
Well, you're talking about one of the best tackles ever. I don't think we're talking about DeJuan Jones in that same breath.
Yeah, well, DeJuan's, in my opinion, I think DeJuan's got the talent. I'm not saying he's a Hall of Fame talent, but he's got the talent to be in every down.
I agree.
Left tackle, and kind of need to see him every down is a left tackle, is my point. They gotta have people staying on the field. No question about it.
How far, where do I know
already so, the Baskin side, two questions in.
I just, how far is Flacco from the hook?
At least 2 weeks,
2 weeks. I'm they convinced. Go down 21-0 in a game where if they, or, you know, say they're trailing early 21-0. You're not pulling the hook on this thing because you don't want to be 0-3. You don't want to be 0-3 in the NFL. No questions asked.
Can I ask you a serious, honest question, Andy?
Yes.
Do you think it matters?
It does to me. I don't want to watch my team lose every week. That's all there is to it. I don't want to watch this team go out there and lose every week.
Do you honestly believe a 5'11" third-round pick will give you a better chance to win than Joe Flacco?
I wouldn't mind seeing Shedeur Sanders either. I don't care. I'll take either one. What do you just wasted two more draft picks if neither one of these guys can at least establish themselves as the backup quarterback for next season.
I know.
They got to get some time on the field. And if you're not going to win, cut Joe loose. Let him go somewhere else and play where he can have. Right. Let's see what Gabriel and Sanders have. They go 0-3. The any hope you have for the rest of the season is literally flushed down the toilet.
I got news for you. The moment they bench Joe Flacco, they've raised the white flag on the season. I'm just telling you. Like,
They raised the – going 0-3, they're handing you the white flag. It doesn't matter who the quarterback is.
I'm telling you right now, it doesn't matter who the quarterback is right now at 0-2. It just doesn't matter. They don't have –
I said that earlier.
A player at that position that can help you win week in and week out. And that's no disrespect to Joe. That's no disrespect to Dylan Gabriel. They don't have the player does not exist on this roster. Okay.
Agreed.
So I'm telling you that if they bench Joe Flacco, that's the white flag on the season, and they are going to resist that urge as long as possible. I am still convinced. We talked about this in training camp. I'm still convinced that. That hamstring injury for Kenny Pickett cost him that starting job, and Kevin Stefanski really, really wanted to see Kenny Pickett be his starting quarterback this year.
So then why didn't he stand on the table and say, don't trade him
then, Darrell? That's the thing I don't get here.
How do you know he didn't do that?
But I'm not disagreeing with that.
If I'm Kevin, I want to get fired then if that's the case. If I believe that – with all my heart that I wanted to give Kenny a shot at this thing, and the front office went against me, even though I said, please, 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 let's do this, then maybe you're happy if you're out of here at the end of the season.
And Darrell, why did they trade him?
Well, they really wanted that fifth round pick, apparently. and they felt that they were ready to win and roll with Joe Flacco. That's the
or yeah. Lose so they can get a higher draft pick next year. Well, I hate to think that that's their thinking, but
well. All I know is the thing that I'm going to be following here in the next couple of weeks is how long the defense can get their collective, you know what, together, as far as minimizing their frustrations with the offense struggling. Because I mean, that's the challenge right now. Is defensively they're really good, but there's only so much they can do on that side of the ball now. One of the things I think the defense needs to be better at is catching the football when it hits them in the hands and creating turnovers. Because this is a defense that has not done that the last couple of years, but they have to, that's the lone criticism I have of this defense. And if they can find a way to do that and give the offense some extra possessions, maybe that helps them a little bit, but watching the offense right now, it's hard for me to believe that extra possessions even matter at this point, because it's been such a struggle. Maybe Quinshon Judkins can be that piece that helps them get things going on the ground and whatnot. But let's put it this way. There are more questions than there are answers right now when it comes to the offensive side of the football with this team.
You can't throw it 45 times a game with this offense, can you?
Or offensive line, right?
Yeah.
You can't. You've got two question marks at your tackle position from a health and availability standpoint. Kevin Stefanski was asked today if Jack Conklin is going to be, is good to go with that elbow injury. And he's just like, I mean, he wasn't on the pre-practice injury report. So that means Conklin is going to practice today. So that's good news. But, he practiced last week too and, wasn't able to go. So that's not it's positive, but you understand what I'm saying. It's not, a guarantee he's going to be available. So, they got to have a healthy offensive line, especially this week going against a Packer defense that has 33 quarterback pressures, 18 plus quarterback hits and 8 sacks. So Joe, you heard Joe today. He's like, I can move fine. You can run 10 miles an hour and still be able to do what you need to do. It's not always about speed when you're talking about quarterback mobility, but as we saw against Baltimore, he did get out of the pocket, but when he did get out of the pocket, the football was in peril.
All right, I can't believe I'm asking this question. Any chance Kevin wants to give up the play calling and give it to Tommy Rees?
No. I don't know. It feels like every day I'm reading a new story about how Tommy Rees is a top candidate in some college program.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't foresee.
I mean, we've walked down that road before, right?
No. Here's why you walk down that road, though. Last year, it was you threw your hands up because Dorsey was brought in here to cater to Deshaun.
Right.
This is my opinion. I believe that Kevin was just like, I'm washing my hands of this. You go right ahead and call the plays. I'm just going to sit back and watch it burn.
Gotcha.
It's a different dynamic, a different situation this year when you're talking about head coach, offensive coordinator. Hmm. And the quarterback, I should say, too. Yeah.
Is there a wide receiver problem? And
do you think Joe thinks there was after what he said today?
Well, Jerry Jeudy, was challenging on the getting open thing or being open thing. I did watch the film, and I did not see a lot of guys running free against that Baltimore Ravens secondary. I will say that. But my definition of a player being open or being covered is completely different than what these guys who do this for a living is. And I acknowledge that. I can't sit here and say that Joe missed a bunch of guys that were wide open on Sunday. But, based on what Jerry, feels And I understand every receiver feels he's open on every single play and wants the ball thrown at him. Like, that's, I get it. I understand that. But they've got, especially with this Green Bay defense, I think this is a get the ball out of the quarterback's hands as quickly as possible type of game, because the Packers get home so quickly and they're so aggressive. They're really good defensively, laterally too, going side to side. That was something, as I was watching their first two games of the season, that really stood out to me, was how well they hem in the edges outside the numbers. It's really, really impressive. So, I think Jerry wants the ball thrown to him. I get it. You know, he feels he's open a lot more than maybe I believe that he is and other receivers are. But, I mean, the offense is what it is, and I don't know that there's a lot of explosiveness in the passing game coming our way anytime soon.
Daryl, last question for you. How are you feeling about this Sunday? Can they win?
I mean, that's why they play the games.
Yeah, that's not what I asked. Daryl, are they going to win? I've done enough shows with you, dude. Tell me. Can they win?
You're expecting him to say, well, sure, they can.
No, I was not expecting you. Well, if they score more points.
No, he asked, can they win instead of will they win?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, there's a difference there.
All right, will they win, smarty pants? Will they win?
I am unlikely to pick them to win Sunday's game.
And anybody who is likely probably needs to have their head examined. But it doesn't mean they can't win.
Correct.
Defense goes out and plays a great game. Andy, you're right there.
Yeah. Maybe you get a pick six or two. Maybe special teams doesn't give up a blocked punt. Maybe we actually see a return here or there.
Thank you, Daryl.
Better field position. Maybe, and the kicker makes all the kicks again. Like
Dylan Sampson busts a screen pass for 60 yards.
Yeah, and next thing you know, pigs start flying. Anything's possible.
Oh, no. See, there.
Goodbye, low blow.
One step too far.
Brownie bites immediately after the game. I hear it's the hottest thing on the internet right now, by the way.
True. As it should be.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah, right. Kardashians are not as hot as they used to be.
Not so as hot as Brownie Bites right after the game. Daryl Ryder and somebody else.
ID.
Thank you, Daryl.
You bet, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.